No.
There's no statewide personnel policy.
No quota per se, for example, not because you have 18% point something that there should be 18% employment, or because you have 10 or 12% black that you should have 10 or 12% black.
Are there any Mexican Americans among the Texas Rangers?
Yes. There's I just visited with a fellow by the name of Rudy Rodriguez, and there was a fellow from Uvalde who was a ranger also, but I think he went with the Department of Justice, Arturo Rodriguez.
The rangers come under the governor?
They come under DPS, Department of Public Safety. That's a highway patrol. And there's been one or two other Mexican-American rangers there. But the reason I know this fellow is because I've met him. Of course, I've known Arturo for many years, young fellow.
Are there any formal communications or informal communications between the black groups, political groups, and Mexican-American groups? Is there any effort to bring together some kind of a coalition?
There's been communication. Probably the coalition, the proposal has not been very strong.
But why not? Don't blacks have the same general goals in education, housing?
I really don't know what their classified priorities are. I would imagine they'd be very, very similar. But
you don't know of any effort to coalesce the two?
Let's say no statewide effort.
Yeah.
No, not even in the legislature.
They communicate, but they don't necessarily go. The black caucus and the brown caucus don't necessarily go in as a block when they vote. And they communicate a lot.
Is the Mexican American caucus called the brown caucus?
Sometimes called the brown caucus, sometimes the Mexican American caucus. And
how many legislators are in that caucus?
I think they were around, last time they were around 10. Which included the two senators.
The eight representatives and two senators?
Yes, I think there were two representatives who did not belong to the Mexican American caucus, Henry Sanchez and Terry Canales.
But there were 12 Mexican Americans in the legislature.
I think that's correct. But of course, there's one of them is Billy Hall from Laredo. He's an Anglo, but being from Laredo, he associates himself very much so with the Mexican American.
And so your background is not necessarily the determinant to get into the caucus?
Pardon?
You don't have a Mexican American to be in the caucus?
I would say no, because Billy Hall, his name is Billy Hall, and he associates himself very closely with the Mexican American. I think in Laredo there's not that much difference between Mexican American and Anglo, but they make some division. And he's there, so I would imagine he would not be limited. I don't know what the actual policy is, but I would imagine it wouldn't be limited.
What are the differences between the Mexican-American community and the Anglo community? Say, what are the cultural differences? How do you distinguish?
Well, like I said, in Laredo, there's not that much difference.
Okay, take some other place.
Well, if you take some other place, for example, like I say, in Laredo, you have had Mexican elected officials for many, many years. And your economic situation. Say you could have a rich Mexican or here a rich Anglo. So, and the culture seems to have, it is probably both cultures have assimilated to a great extent, customs and traditions. But take some other place where there's a lot of economic differences and a lot of educational differences. Naturally, it would create for social differences. And you have your economic, social, an education difference in their smaller communities. Where you don't have a place, you don't have as many professional Mexican Americans, or you don't have as many financially comfortable Mexican Americans.
Is any difference in campaigning by Anglo candidates in statewide races? Do they campaign any differently among Mexican Americans than they do among Anglos?
You mean campaigning by Anglos?
Yes.
I would imagine that naturally a man that's running for office would make the issues more prominent that relate to that particular group.
What did Briscoe do, for example?
Well, let's take education. For example, Briscoe campaigned on the bilingual education. That is one of the things he campaigned on. And that being one of the top priorities of the Mexican people, that was campaigned on quite a bit. And of course, when he became a governor, of course, bilingual education became a law.
And what, in effect, how does it work?
What?
Bilingual education.
Well, let me say just generally, I don't recall the exact wording of the statute, but it provides that it doesn't necessarily have to be a Chicano kid, but bilingual education is for the purpose of a kid who starts school who is deficient in the English language. The bill provides that if there's a certain number, which I think if there's 20, then he will be given the instruction in his native language or mother language, say 1, 2, and 3, and possibly up to the 6th grade, or if he's able to have some proficiency of it, when he gets in the 2nd grade, well, he doesn't necessarily have to take whatever his native language may be. But the bilingual education is not to create a second language, but just to help someone become proficient in the English language. It's very difficult. I know from personal experience, when I started school, I couldn't speak English. So it was trial and error up to the elementary grades trying to just to understand what was going on.
So the teachers in this program have to be bilingual, is that correct?
I would imagine they would either be bilingual or have a bilingual aid. But if they're teaching bilingual education, they would have to be bilingual.
But am I correct then? It's not a substitution of Spanish for English.
Oh, no,
it's used like using both languages.
Yes. For example, what happened in the past, let's say when I was going to school, Mexican kid or maybe some other kid that didn't know the English language, he'd probably have to repeat the 1st grade right away twice. He might get by the 2nd grade, but then when he got to the 3rd grade, he had to repeat it again because there was a little difference in the curriculum. And it just made it impossible, or it didn't make it he didn't have the same equal opportunity as someone that was proficient in the English. But it's no substitution. So, and Briscoe also campaigned, which on the vocational training, which makes it kind of brings back the issue of employment, where he has a number of people unskilled and at an age where they couldn't very well go to school. Get a high school education and then a college education. And a lot of vocational programs have been expanded. I would assume that if he was going to Houston, he would campaign on industry. That's what I would assume that candidate campaigns in relation to the issues that are relevant to each group. Doesn't necessarily mean that he's not interested in the other people. But I think maybe it just saves time because people that don't have industry growth are not necessarily interested in industry and getting a job or an education.
Anything else you wanted to ask? Anything else you wanted to add?
Governor Brisbane carried all the Mexican-American counties. What were the predominantly Chicano population, with the exception of Crystal City, which is where La Raza Unida party started, or where the chairman is now. And he only, I think there were about 2,000 votes, and then the governor got about 1,600 votes. So you can see that even in the county where the Raza Unida should be the strongest, I would say it wasn't that strong, even against Governor Brisbane. Of course, a lot has to do with the man.
End interview with Ruth.